Good afternoon and welcome to our Special Commissioners Court meeting. It is March 23rd, 2018, 2 p.m. We're at the second floor courtroom, Brooks County Courthouse, and this is an open meeting, and we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. We will start with a roll call.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Along with the County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. And for the record, Judge Imelda Barrera is absent today. And we will start with public comments. Open to the public with limits as indicated above.
Good morning, Commissioners. Just with the Indigent Health Department, we're running low on funds right now, so we're going to suspend out-of-county vouchers effective the end of this month until we can regroup and see where we're at financially, and then we'll see where we'll go from there. So just an FYI on y'all's part, if y'all start getting phone calls as to why, this is why. We got several bills that are quite large from SPON, and I'm working those out with SPON right now, so we're just going to suspend anything going out of county. We still will continue with Dr. Lozano and with the pharmaceutical group. So any questions?
No.
All right, thank you.
We'll get back with you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any more public comments? We will start with item number 22. Discuss, consider, and approve presentation of the Brooks County Annual Financial Audit for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2017 by Raul Hernandez, CPA.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I've handed out copies to everyone. If you need one, if you don't have one, there's some extra copies at the corner. I'd like to start on page 21. While you turn to the page, for the record, the auditor's opinion is unmodified. Unmodified translates into a clean opinion. Beginning on page 21, this is your statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances for governmental funds. Essentially, this is the operating income statement for the county as a whole. On page 21, the first column is the general fund. Total revenues were $5,014,449. Total expenditures were $4,849,174. So, revenues exceeded expenditures by $165,275. You had a net of transfers in, transfers out, increasing by $120,778. So for the year, the general fund increased by $286,053. It started the year with a fund balance of $816,515. So it ended the year with $1,102,568. Let me say that again, $1,102,568. I think this is a very painless comment for me to make before Commissioner's Court, considering the past 4 years. You might recall me informing the Commissioner's Court that you only had $25,000 in the general fund. Since then, you've grown to over $1 million. I think this is certainly a joint effort. You've been frugal with looking at your budget versus actual in the general fund. So certainly congratulations is in order for everyone concerned, over $1 million. Now, words of caution moving forward, continuing with the process in your budgeting, if you exercise the same due diligence, you should expect this fund balance to increase. Any questions? Next to that is the road and bridge. You'll note at the bottom, it has a decrease of $141,599. It started with $694,929, and it ended with $553,330. It's our understanding that this was essentially just related to budgeting. You had anticipated actually having a larger decrease, but the decrease is just $141,000. You had anticipated decreasing this by $500,000. However, it's not as bad as you expected. Any questions?
No. Go ahead and continue.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead and continue.
Okay. We can just real quickly jump to page 51. Correction, 43. Excuse me. On page 43, still talking about the general fund. This is your budgetary comparison schedule only for the general fund. In particular, the column on the right-hand side. I'd like for you to note that anything in brackets will be considered an unfavorable variance. As you scan 43 and page 44 all the way to page 46, you'll note that the majority of the departments are favorable. Essentially, your actual came in under budget. In total, on page 46, under net changes in fund balances on the far right-hand side, you had a plus of $586,053. This is again where your actual came in under budget by over $500,000. The result is your ending fund balance in excess of $1 million. Any questions? Right, that's encompassed throughout the whole, all the departments. It's not as specific as you would want it to. That would have to be provided perhaps separately or through the county auditor's office.
I have that.
The remainder of the report is pretty much in the same format as in the past. Had no plans to cover that in detail. Your debt has been paid on time. You're in accordance with bond covenants. So overall, like I mentioned, a very painless report to deliver. Good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Yes.
She was just signing my management representation letter in absence of the county judge. I needed this previously, but this is just a document that goes in our files indicating that everything that we've audited has been provided 100%, whether in writing or orally, and that separates responsibility here. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Okay, any more questions? No?
No.
No questions? Do I have a motion to approve Mr. Hernandez's audit?
Right here.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Vargas.
Right here.
Second, Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion passes four to zero. Item number 11, discuss rural trash pickup and landfill charges audit covering the period of October 2017 through January 2018. Submitted by Rodney Galan.
We conducted this audit. I think you should have the packet there with you. So we actually covered this since court was delayed. We were able to audit February as well. So this includes February. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, better.
Okay. All right. So this includes February stuff. All right. Our findings, we start off with the first one, residents not paying for the services. So as of February 28th, 2018, the county had not received 272 payments, which totals to $5,440. And that's for the rural trash pickups as provided. That includes 13 October payments, 33 November payments, 52 December payments, and 65 January payments, and 109 February payments. So this is for actual pickups that were provided by the county, but have not been paid for. So in January, the landfill suspended service for 41 residents, reinstated service for 10 residents who paid at least some of the delinquent months. We had two residents who were reinstated without paying any of their delinquent months. Then in February, the landfill suspended service for three more residents, reinstated service for eight more residents who had paid at least some of their delinquent months, and had five residents who were reinstated without paying any delinquent months. And if you go a couple of pages, you'll see a spreadsheet here. And this is a visual breakdown of these. It should be your second page. Yeah. So this shows how that looks with each month as far as residents paying for the service. The next line shows you residents not paying, but their trash is being picked up. You had some who had not signed up yet until February. You had two total canceled. You had service suspended for non-payment, and we actually had two who paid but didn't have a service, at least as far as I could tell.
So what was that one?
Actually, I'll get to that in a little bit. But down here you see what August ran a budgeted prediction on the revenue. For the trash pickup revenue, we had $100,000 budgeted for the year. We've again gone through 5 months, so that's 42%, so we should be at 42,000 revenue. We're actually at 34,000, 357.05, so we are short 76,42.95. And as for the landfill charges, which is the residents taking items to the landfill and actually paying for them, you had budgeted 25,000 for the year. Again, 5 months of the year, we should be at 10,500. We're actually at 71,25.44. So we are short 33,74.56. So if we take those two shortages for the 5 months, we can estimate how much we'll be short for the rest of the year. So we figure that the total shortage for this year is going to be 26,442.02.
And that's within a 5%, 10% deviation scale. So we're looking between about 26 to 30. If the current trend that we're talking about continues.
And actually the trend is less people paying for the service, so it's looking worse than what our predictions is. Okay. So moving on to number two, as I said, since November, there have been 118 payments made for prior months, meaning, say, we're in January and we have people paying for December or November or October. That's what I mean by people paying for prior months. That's 118 of those. And in the current month, people paying after the recommended due date, we have 243 people making payments like that. The next item is missing receipts, and you'll also have those here. It should look like this. This is a copy of the pages in the receipt book. So one of the receipt books had one receipt missing from the page. So you can see that here. We have the first page, then we have the second, and the second page is missing the top receipt. And if you go to the next page, you'll see that it's complete. So we had one page like that. We had another page that was entirely missing from another receipt book. So we don't know what was on those receipt pages, if there was a payment taken, if it was blank, or what.
Who's responsible for that?
I think we'll get to that at the end when we do our recommendations.
Okay, fourth, we have receipts not matching the payments in the system. There was one instance that we noticed. We had a receipt like this. It should be in here right after that. We should have a receipt for...
It should be labeled in the top left corner or number four. You see number four in the top left corner. They correspond with the actual outline that we had done.
You see this receipt was for $3. And when they input into the system, they input it as $1. And it was... And it was... So that money wasn't deposited. That extra $2 on the receipt.
What happened to your $2?
On to number five. And you have a little packet here. These are two residents, one paying in November and one paying in December for trash pickup service. We have their names and addresses, and those names and addresses were not on the trash route lists that are given to the drivers. So I don't believe their trash was picked up.
Did they pay?
Yeah.
So what's going to happen with that?
That's why we're bringing it to here. That's something y'all are going to have to discuss here once we're done.
And finally, we had four residents. This is number six. We had four residents who came in and applied a payment, and it was, and the payment was applied to a month that they had already paid for. So they come in and pay for December, and then they come in later and pay another $20, and that $20 is applied to December again. So they're paying twice for the same month.
So I'm going to interject. When we did this audit, me and Rodney did this audit, there's a couple big issues going on here. Issue number one is that there are residents in the county who are getting free garbage pickup, while other residents are paying for garbage pickup. We've seen that trend scale higher as months get bigger. That's what Rodney was talking about, you know, in December or February, we're 109. And, of course, it's common sense. If we're providing a service for someone, you know what, and you're paying for it, and then the next person's not paying for it, and they're getting the same service, there's a problem. The second problem is if we're providing a service and we're picking up your stuff and you're not paying for it, it's a decrease in our revenue that we projected. We could project all day long, and if they're not, you know, doing due diligence to, you know, pay their bill, then we have a problem. You know, and to me, that falls on the head of the department. Because the head of the department submits a list to his drivers to pick up the trash or not pick up the trash. The second issue, another issue it would be, is, you know, the landfill department is not a collections department. You know, they have enough responsibility with all the job stuff that they do. without worrying about, let me have to send out these notices to collect unless the court budgets extra people to provide that necessity. So, you know, can't really ding them on the idea that, hey, you got to go collect these things and stuff. Well, they're not a collection agency. But the fact that there's people out there, a lot of people, not few, a lot of people receiving trash pickup and not paying, and some other people paying, I think that's an injustice for a lot of people. This other stuff, as far as, you know, missing receipts, I don't know. We talked to Mr. Hernandez, and he said maybe some of the receipts got blown in the wind. And, I don't know. Could be, could not be. I mean, we don't know what's on there. I mean, we'll never find out. We'll never know. So we'll take his word at it. I mean, there's nothing else to take it. Oh. Okay, well, Thomas... Okay. Well, Thomas told him, and he told us. I didn't talk to Thomas. So he told us that. We have some issues with the system we have out there. But that the system out there doesn't cause you to pick up trash that the people didn't pay. Let's be honest. So we have an issue out there. We spent $401,000 in that budget this year. We took it aside, and, you know, a lot of that's coming from the general fund. Now, we didn't budget extra money to offset the money that these people are not paying. I don't know about you, but I would imagine if I'm a paying resident in the county and then I see you not paying, I would have a problem with that. And I don't know even the legal ramifications of that. We have an issue. Our job is not to solve that issue. Our job is to report that issue to the court. Let them know that this is what we found. And then for y'all to do what you got to do as a court to either fix it or not fix it. But if we continue down this trend, the importance of this is revenue. We're missing out on potential revenue, and revenue is what drives that landfill to operate so we can meet the needs of our citizens. We're going to be short if we continue in this trend. That's something y'all need to take very literally and seriously. So I know it's one of the things, you know, that a lot of people harbor on, you know, doing this, you know, charging at the landfill. Charging people for road pickup, you know, we got something to look into. I think that I personally, in my personal opinion, you know, whatever it's worth, I think it's a great service. I think we do need to charge. I think we need to do that stuff, but do it the right way. Do it a way that's fair to everybody. And down the way, if there's mistakes, one or two there, let's be reasonable. We all make errors. But we've talked to Mr. Hernandez, and he's been more than apt to work with us to resolve these issues. I think he has been resolving some of these, but the picking up services for people who have not paid, that has not been resolved, and that's the biggest issue. So I don't know what else to do. We've reported our stuff. We will definitely do a follow-up audit in 3 months to determine where we are, because that's going to determine how we budget for this thing and what we do with the landfill. So we leave it, you know, we leave it in your hands as commissioners. There's nothing else we can do. We reported to you what we found, and now it's sitting with you. Now, if you have any questions for myself or Rodney, we'd be more than happy to ask that. I don't know if Mr. Hernandez is going to speak, either or. But on this audit, if you have any questions for us, we'd be more than happy to elaborate as much as we can.
Questions for Mr. Hernandez?
Number five, what? There's two residents paid but did not receive the services. What's going to happen with that?
I would imagine, you know, we talk to those residents that paid and they didn't get service, and we give them service. Yeah. We give them a credit for that month. They pay for a month and didn't get it. We give them it's not a free month. We give them a credit for that month. I think that's fair. Yeah, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna do what's fair and right. Let's do what's fair and right.
The one about the residents not paying and they're having their trash picked up?
The system, now, some have paid, some have services cut off. It has not been consistent for them. But taking into consideration that we started with one system that turned out to be not so good for this type of project, we moved on to another system in January. This one's a little bit better. We didn't get upgraded to a system or an upgrade on that system until January 22nd that allowed us to do more things. And then you setting up recurring transactions, we wouldn't have to do each invoice individually. That was in late January. So it's still an ongoing process with regards to the residents that haven't been picked up. It's a little bit easier now because the invoices will show overbid by so many days. Now we have that. So it should help a little bit. Now, in regards to collection on months that have already passed, I'm not sure how to cover the collection. Like you mentioned, there was no legal contract set up, there was nothing that was just signed up for collection.
No. We have a, and I don't have one in front of me, but as far as I can recollect, and maybe Mr. Hernandez and Rodney can sweep my memory. Now, on the invoice that's sent out to the residents, isn't there a something on there that states after 10 days?
Yeah, you had copies of some invoices in there. Look like this. It says interruption of service will occur if invoice is not paid within 30 days.
Okay. So that's submitted on the invoice to the customer. Please pay invoice within 10 business days of due date. Interruption of service will occur if invoice is not paid within 30 days. So that's not happening. And so, you know, if we do that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do about that. I mean, I'm not their boss. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, we're just reporting what we found. I know our recommendations is that the auditor's office will review bookkeeping procedures and policies at the landfill, and we have the right to do that. Also, but to do that, we need the commissioner's court to establish policies and procedures for the landfill regarding late fees, suspension of service, reinstatement of services, etc. We never did that. You know, Alon's right to a degree. You know, yeah, we came in here just guns a-blazing and let's rock and roll with it. So we need to set those up with court. We need to figure out, hey, this is what we need to do, et cetera. And once we have these rules and procedures, and then, you know, we can tackle the issue of trying to collect collection services. I don't know.
We can come back and adopt that, right? Later on.
Yeah.
Put it on the agenda.
First of all, we need to look at this in budget to see if we're going to continue doing business as we are, or we can lease it out, let someone else take over, or sell it. But I'd rather keep it for the way we are. But of course, there's going to be issues because, I mean, we just started this not this coming year. So I know that we can get it done if we just get things squared away, minor things. I know that other counties, they contracted out to a business. So they have their own garbage cans, if you call them, you know. So anyway, so they're already marked, so they know who lives that residence, and they keep tab of who paid or who didn't pay, because they get a statement every month. So that's the way you do business. But the way we did it, because we just wanted to, you know what, we need to start, because the road and bridge took over for many, many years to help us out at the landfill. Now we're self-sustained at $400,000. That's a lot of money to run a landfill. Do you want to continue that route, or you want to continue this route to lease it out, see how much they can take over? And maybe we can lease it to them, and then they can pay us the same way they're doing with the city, because the city charged us for the pickup so much. But that's something that we need to get with Mr. David T and us and see what's the best interest for the rural area.
Well, we already
We should discuss that before we jumped into charging. Now, we're already charging. We already adjusted the residents that are paying. Now, the only thing we need to do is enforce a policy as far as collections and payments. If they're not paying, they need to be notified that service will be discontinued and follow through with that with all of the residents. You know, if you're not paying, it's not going to happen. I mean, we already got the residents adjusted to paying. Now we're going to throw them out in a different way and go through the whole process again.
And something else that the county is not that, like the city that you can just set the policy saying you have to pay and that's it. No, it doesn't work like that. It's up to them if they want their trash picked up. Because many, many years we used to do it for free. And now that we're doing this, it's different. Now that it's costing them some money out of their pocket, $20 a month or semi, I don't know how they're doing it, but $20 is, for them, maybe it's too much money. Some people can't even afford that. But this kind of business that we are in, those days are over for us not to go pick up someone's trash for free. Because if you go in other cities and counties, everything you pay. If you go to a different landfill, guess what? You're going to pay. You know, for one trash bag, two trash bags, or whatever, a full of trash, I mean, you still going to go pay because you want to take it to the landfill. Here, we're working with our constituents, less than 5 bags, you don't pay zip. It can be big bags, and you won't even pay. So we are working with them. So I'd rather continue the way we are, but let's fix the problem, and let's move forward and see what we can do to fix it. Let's give the tools to the director or the supervisor of the landfill. Let him come to us and say, I need more people, I need this software, I need this and that. Let's work with them, whoever it is. It don't matter if it's Mr. Hernandez or whoever takes over the landfill, but let's at least get them halfway. Let's give him that personnel, that employee that he needs to do the job. Thank you, guys. Any other one? Thank you, sir.
No, one last thing. So I guess where do we go forward from here? Like today?
Let's
I mean, because this is important. Because we don't want this trend to continue. How do we go forward? I agree with what Commissioner Levada said. You know, just stop picking up the trash if they haven't paid. I think it's pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
Well, I mean, I would assume
in different counties they've encountered that and they've dealt with that. Yeah, and that's, you know, because you can't be held hostage at a consumer's bidding. No, we're the county, all right? We're the county. This is what, you know, this is what the court wanted to do. I recommend that we continue doing what the court wanted to do and hold us constituents, consumers, responsible. I mean, because if in a city, if I don't pay, I live in a city, they're picking up my trash can. I mean, it's very simple.
August, is there a software that keeps tab of who pays or who doesn't?
Well, we got that.
So, can somebody explain to me then what happened? I mean, I don't want to go into detail because I'd rather meet with Mr. Hernandez in closed session, us four commissioners and yourself, and see what we can do to help that problem get it solved as soon as possible, if it's possible.
I don't,
you know? I mean, I don't want to give no more information beyond this, but I think we need to just go back with Mr. Hernandez, all of us, not just the one commissioner or two commissioners, all of us, and sit down with them and see what we can do for that department, to better that department.
Whatever y'all think, Commissioner, I mean, I'm game for whatever. I just want the problem. Me, personally, I'm worried about the revenue because that's our budget. We can't, money doesn't grow on trees and we can't just ever could ever bring money in. So how do we fix that? That's all I want to know. So I'm with you if you want to meet. I'm available to meet whenever with you, Rodney. I don't know.
Yeah.
That.
Let's do that, Commissioner Garza.
Okay.
Let's have a workshop as soon as possible with Mr. Hernandez and see what we can do for that department.
This new software, when did you get the new software?
We started with the software.
In January?
Yeah.
So it...
The first one we got only allowed for one user, didn't allow for recurring transactions. They upgraded it on January 2nd. Made it a little bit easier. But I know that...
Well, it hasn't been that long, really.
It was...
I know it is.
From the ground up, it was not easy. Mistakes are going to be made because it's a new program. I'm always with you guys work together to get it running better and just move forward.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's just do that.
That's fine. I have a problem.
Okay.
Okay. We don't need a motion on this. It's just discussed.
Yes, ma'am.
And Rodney, you have another item, number 12?
That's me.
Okay.
It says
thank you, sir.
Discuss road and bridge attendance sheet of audit.
All right, this one's pretty simple. About three months ago, I think, I did an audit on the attendance timesheets for the landfill department, and so I'm working my way through all the other offices, counties. So I did one a while back on the road and bridge department. I already talked to David about it. Nothing major. There's only one incident. I'm going to call David up here. There's only one incident that we're out of compliance, and you should have it. Looks like this page. Looks like this. You don't have a highlight, but other pages like that. You should have that in front of you somewhere. So I did an audit. So it gives you a total of how many vacation days, personal days, comp time hours. I put down the rate of pay, how much that came out to, when they were hired. So all that stuff, out of all the timesheets, of all the audits, of everything, we only had one discrepancy, one violation of non-compliance of personnel property, personnel policy. And that was for one individual. Y'all see that on your second page. I'm not going to mention that individual. You can see that with an X. That person was over, because the policy says the maximum amount of employee will be allowed to roll over for the new year is 5 days. It must be used as soon as possible. If an employee cannot use his or her vacation days due to needs and operations of the department, the employee's supervisor must prepare a request and explain to the commissioner's court why the employee cannot take their vacation. Employees must use vacation days or lose them by the end of the anniversary date. So we're trying to stick into clear, concise rules for everybody.
Right.
So this didn't transpire with the person that has an X, and I'm going to let David explain why that.
Yeah. This happened when this person was supposed to be off. And something happened there at the road and bridge, which happened with the agenda clerk. So the person couldn't take off. So she had to stay there. The person had to stay there instead of taking the day off. HR was called. Katie said it was okay to, I mean, there was no way around it. There was no way that she could leave. There was nobody going to be there. That's another thing. How can I put it? I'd rather talk to the executive session about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I won't mention names. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go into executive session right now.
The time?
The time is 2:40?
2:40. Yes.
At this time, we will go into executive session. It is 2:47, and we're back in open session. And let's see, where are my notes? I'm sorry. Remember what? Okay. Number 24. Discuss, consider, and act on TxDOT resolution for airport capital improvement project. Submitted by Commissioner Garza, and I submitted this for Commissioner Vargas, who was out on sick leave. Okay.
Good afternoon. Just to give you a little background, the airport lighting system is antiquated and old and on its last leg. And so about a year and a half ago, I went to TxDOT and asked them if they would come take a look at it. And they did, and they agreed that something needs to be done. So they put it in their system, and it's coming up this summer to proceed. And they need a resolution from the county to go ahead and proceed, which I've given you a sample of. And basically, it's about a $645,000 estimated project, of which the county would be responsible for 10%. And knowing that the 10% would be a big burden on you, talked to the local airport users, and who is represented here by Mr. David Kelly and Craig Whelan, and they have had formed in the past, several years ago, a Brooks County Airport Assistance Corporation to raise money to cover the county's portion of projects that need to be done. And they built the deer fence several years ago. And then our last $2 million project, they paid the $200,000 that was required. And they have the money already in hand to pay for this current 10% of $64,000. So the county gets new lights at no cost to them. And the bonus is it'll be LED lighting, so your electricity bill is going to go down considerably, and your bulb costs are going to go down. So it's pretty much a win-win for the county. So the next step is they send a sample resolution for someone to sign, and basically you are just recognizing the scope of the project, the cost, that you'll be responsible for the 10%, and then you need to appoint an individual or a position of an individual to execute and oversee on behalf of the Brooks County. Now, TxDOT, on these projects, they do everything. I mean, they come and they look and they hire the engineer, they'll put it out for bids, they'll open the bids, they'll select the contractor, they'll oversee the project, they'll provide inspectors for the project, and then they pay all the bills of the project. So it's pretty much the ball's in their court and they do everything. But they need a local person as a go-between that they can call, and things need to be done, they'll be on top of it. Make sure things get done. It's just in. Does everybody, do y'all have a copy of the resolution?
He's reading, I'll give it to you.
All right.
So TxDOT is doing everything?
They do everything.
So basically, we just need to approve the resolution?
You need to approve the resolution. You
David,
need to
you
need
this?
To appoint someone, and if you look down here, now therefore be it resolved that Brooks County directs a person or a position of an individual to execute on behalf of Brooks County at the appropriate time with the appropriate authorizations. So that would be the airport manager, the county auditor, a commissioner, or a judge.
Appoint you?
Yeah, the county audit.
I appoint August.
I appoint Ronnie. No, that's okay. I guess you can take it.
Yeah, I don't know. What are they going to oversee?
Well, they're going to call and say, we're going to be having a meeting out here. We're going to discuss this thing and that thing, which I'll be there. And you can be there. But basically, at some point, you're going to sign a contract. TxDOT is going to be your agent, but you will be signing a contract with a contractor at some point.
I would rather not do that. I would think the foreman would be...
David, you want to look at the resolution?
Have
you want to go over the resolution?
Well,
it's just it looks more like a little formula that they're...
Yeah, one did. You want to get it?
We're getting the money from...
I'll put you.
I mean, I'm there, and I'm interested, and I'll make sure it gets done.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I'm going to appoint Bond.
Bond, okay.
He's familiar with it.
This is just to get your agreement.
Yeah.
Project.
And you're right, you want to...
Contact person.
Well, not just the contact person, it's just like building a house. You don't trust the contractor and everybody else to do it, you're out there looking. And historically, governments haven't done that, and that's how we ended up with a problem with some of the water roads and stuff. So, I mean, Bond's interested, he's got a vested interest in it.
Yeah.
So he's going to be out there, and if he sees something wrong, he's going to be looking after that.
That's true.
So, Bond, you don't mind doing that, you can do it.
I'd be glad to.
He's there.
You'd be glad to do it, Bond?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Very good. So do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
Brilliant.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Martinez, do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Vargas, seconds.
I'm
sorry. The resolution? Want me to read? Bond, you want to read?
Whereas Brooks County...
Okay, you're being called away, okay.
Whereas Brooks County intends to make certain improvements to the Brooks County Airport, and whereas the general description of the project is described as install new runway lighting system at the airport, whereas Brooks County intends to request financial assistance from the Texas Department of Transportation for these improvements, and whereas the total project costs are estimated to be $645,000, and Brooks County will be responsible for 10% of the project, estimated to be $64,500, and whereas the Brooks County names the Texas Department of Transportation as its agent for the purposes applying for, receiving, and distributing all funds for these improvements and for the administration of the contracts necessary for the implementation of these improvements. Therefore, let it be resolved that Brooks County hereby directs the airport manager, myself, to execute on behalf of Brooks County at the appropriate time and with the appropriate authorizations of this governing body, all contracts and agreements with the state of Texas represented by the Texas Department of Transportation and such other parties as shall be necessary and appropriate for the implementation of the improvements to the Brooks County Airport.
I would just say in the motion somewhere that this is being hailed from the local representatives from Brooks County. So we can have that on record.
We're appointing Bond?
The local representatives of Brooks County.
Yeah, because right here we're agreeing to pay the $64,000.
Yeah, yeah. We don't get caught on that.
We need to state that they're going to make that.
That payment. The $64,500 will be paid by?
By the Brooks County.
There it is.
There it is.
Brooks County.
Brooks County Assistance Corporation.
Assistance Corporation. For the record. Okay.
And
so we have a motion from Commissioner Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
A second from Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you. And
thank you,
sir. Appreciate it. And who will I get this resolution from, or who's going to send it off and sign it?
We'll have to retype it and include.
And then you sign it?
Yes, I'll have to sign it because I'm the one that's present today.
Okay. And they'll need that soon.
Okay. I'll sign it and give it to you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, number 13. Discuss, consider, and approve the Vaqueros of South Texas to use the arena on June the 30th for a ranch rodeo.
Okay, I'm here on behalf of the Vaqueros of South Texas. They requested the use of the rodeo arena, the Sheriff Posse arena, for June the 30th. And what they're going to be doing is they're having a trail ride that's coming in from Fremont to Brooks County. And then they're going to have a ranch rodeo that evening. But throughout the day, they're going to be having different types of events. Now, like I said, they're requesting the use of the facilities, and like I said, it's going to benefit Brooks County, it's going to benefit the city of Alforjas, it's going to benefit a lot of people because they do have a membership of over 5,000 people. So I don't foresee 5,000 people here, but I do foresee a lot of people coming in to Brooks County on January the 30th, maybe even the night before for this event.
Are they going to camp out there?
I don't think so. And a lot of them are, the main office is out of Hebronville, and I don't know who, if y'all know Samuel Torres. He wasn't able to be here today because of other things that were on his schedule. So, but like I said, we're just here to ask approval of the Sharon Posse Arena for the Ranch Rodeo, and they will be using electricity. And like I said, I have the contract here already ready to go.
Just need an
approval. Yes, sir.
Is this for the for young kids that are going to be using the...
This is for adults, sir.
Okay.
Yes, for the membership.
And any alcohol going to be permitted?
They didn't say anything like that. They just said they were having a ranch rodeo. I can ask Mr. Torres, and if they do have, then they would have to come back and have the ban lifted or not bring in alcohol.
And before you leave...
They're cowboys, sir.
How about the clean? Because I know that I always get call in reference to that. So who's going to clean up after...
Well, it would have to be them because the deposit says that if they don't clean it and we have to hire somebody to clean it, then they lose their deposit. So they would have to leave the facilities the way they found it. So.
And this is just a one-day event?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Which is on a Saturday, I believe. Right. And I know it's still early time, but like I think they were just trying to get this out of the way.
Yeah. Would you mind getting back with us if there's going to be any...
Alcohol? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. They're cowboys.
Motion to approve.
I mean, I have to ask because I know that
it's
not in the agenda like, to lift the ban.
No, I'll ask them. Yeah. But like I said, they said it's a ranch rodeo. They just told me it was a population of 5,000 under membership. They're doing a presentation, like a, what do you call it? Like a country, I mean like a, oh, they just stated they were going to do a recognition of the vaqueros of South Texas. There's going to be presentation and honor and memoriam. So they're going to have different things going on. So like I said, he didn't mention anything about alcohol, but I will be more than happy to ask him about that.
And this is going to be in the evening.
It's going to be all day long.
All day long.
It's going to start off with the trail ride that's coming in from Fremont to Brooks County. Because they were unsure where to have this event, whether it was going to be Fremont or here in Brooks County, even though they're from Jim Hogg. They wanted something centralized for their cowboys. But like I said, that's pretty much what he told me. They're having a ranch rodeo, a trail ride, meal for the riders. That's pretty much all they stated.
Well, we have plenty of time if they want to include, come back and put the alcohol.
Yes, sir.
I know I talked to Victor about it, Mr. Kuntu and Mr. Science, and we had some other individuals that are willing to work on it. And hopefully we have all the materials. We just need some hands out there to get it done. So it's, hopefully it will be done. The scaffolding.
Okay, just get with
pretty much all.
Commissioners? Okay.
Do I have a motion to approve the Vaqueros of South Texas to use the arena on June 30th?
Right here.
Okay, I have a...
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Martinez and a second from Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Motion passes 4-0.
I'll get that information for you. Thank you very much.
Thank
have
you
a good
much.
Thank you. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,500 from 013-5-0000-5826 road repairs maintenance and supplies to 013-5-000-5720, utilities, water, submitted by David Gibb.
There was not enough funds in that line item for the utilities, so at budget time there was, I think $500 was sitting there. So we had to add some.
Have we gone up, wasted so much water like that there before? I mean, to pay so much?
I don't know, it's $500. $500 won't even cover the year.
Yeah, because I know that you're asking for, what, $1,500?
Yeah, just in case, you never know, something happens.
That should cover the whole year.
Yeah, the whole year.
Okay. And we're getting it from the maintenance repair or something like that? Or we budget $100,000?
Yeah, $1,500.
Yeah.
I was going to get it out of the fuel, but...
Do you really use that, those monies? But, I mean, from the maintenance and repairs, those $100,000?
Yeah, we're using it, we're buying, that's where we get our signs and stuff like that, because that's for road repairs.
Yeah.
Maintenance on the roads, and we're getting coal mix and stuff like that. That's what we're getting for.
You don't know when we're going to start doing those roads?
Right now, I'm working on a hopper for it to see if we can fix this road first. County 110, County Road. But, yeah, we're working on that right now. I got to get with AB and see if we can fix it, some other roads.
Okay. Bueno. Thank you, sir.
Motion to approve the transfer of the $1,500.
Motion.
Motion from Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second?
Mayor.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Item 15, discuss and approve the installation of two slow children at play signs on County Road 204, submitted by David Gibb.
Yes, sir. I think it's, her name is Veronica Nino, I think. She lives on County Road 204, where the old Beto Nieto residence is. She wants some signs there for her children. She says there's a lot of racing going on that road. They've already lost control and got into the fences. I told her probably signs wouldn't help, but we can try. So I brought it to court before we did anything. Y'all agree with me? Put them on there.
Okay.
Motion to
approve the installation of two slow children at play signs on County Road 204.
David, have you talked to the commissioner from that precinct?
Vince, I just talked to him right now, but he didn't know about it.
¿Hablaste con Ramiro? The traffic over there?
No, con él. Yo ni sabía esto ni apenas está.
Oh, okay. He's ready to welcome. Yeah, she called me last month, and I had put it in the beginning for the court, but I haven't talked to Noel either about it. But she said they're mostly in the afternoon, I guess. I don't know. I guess when the kids are out there. So she's afraid they're going to lose control and go into where the kids are.
But the road's not even wide enough for them to...
People.
Yeah, that it is, yeah. Yeah.
People nowadays.
Because you can stop on one end to the other.
Yeah, but if they hit that speed bump, but they don't know what's there.
Okay, motion to approve.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Item 16, discuss and approve line item transfer of $303.37 from 012-5-0401-8107 temporary to 012-5-0401-8201 Social Security in the amount of $202.73 to 012-5-0401-8203 retirement in the amount of $51.41 to 012-5-0401-8206 TCDRS-GTL in the amount of $17.76 to 012-5-0401 2022-8204, workers' comp in the amount of $10, and 2012-5-0401-8205, unemployment insurance in the amount of $21.47, submitted by August Petroli, County Auditor.
This is just to cover some of the budget deficiencies we didn't budget for. It's kind of hard to budget for retirement, for Social Security, workers' comp at the time, because we don't know the exact rates. So obviously all that is just covering that expenditure.
Okay, so motion to approve?
Mayor.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. 17. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $2,500 from 01205-0560-8129 overtime to 012-05-0562-8129 overtime, submitted by Jorge Esparza, Commander.
I can talk about that.
Okay.
That's just to move money from sheriff's deputies line item overtime, because they get paid stone guard overtime and local border guard, and that goes into dispatchers. Remember this year we put dispatchers by themselves, but we didn't know how much overtime exactly dispatchers have, so we're just moving money to be appropriate for that. That's all that is. Okay.
Motion to approve.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Item 18, discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 09-05-01835, Texas Brooks County Independent School District, City of Alfurrias and Brooks County versus Paula L. De Martinez and Manuel Martinez Jr. Account number 0395-000600-700, lot 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, block 6, Juan B. Ramirez subdivision, in addition to the town of Alfurrias, Brooks County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume A, page 43, map records of Brooks County, Texas, submitted by Lon Barker. Is that your precinct or is that his precinct?
No, is the fire department?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Fire department.
That's the one for the fire department. Okay.
Put a little $10?
Yes.
Because they...
Item 18 is $10.
Yes.
Motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item 19. Discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 06-05-016950, Texas Brooks County, City of Alfurrias and Brooks County ISD versus Bruni G. Hernandez Brunilda. Account number 013-00000-F011-00, lot 11, block F, Rachel Edition, town of Alfurrias, Brooks County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 1, page 39, map records of Brooks County, Texas. I believe that one is in my precinct. That is...
Sala?
I'm sorry?
In San Sala?
Well, it's located on 204 West San Saba, and it's the buyer is Sylvia Castillo.
Yes.
Sylvia Castillo, and she's offering $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good bid. Motion to approve.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Twenty, discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 10-06-01873, Texas, Brooks County ISD, Brooks County and City of Alpurrias versus Anastasio Cruz, account number 010000120044, lots 44, box 12, La Colonia Mexicana Edition, original town site to the City of Alpurrias, as described in volume 27, page 6, deed records of Brooks County. And let's see. And that on 36, that's a vacant lot on, located at 316 West 11th Street. And the buyer is Hector Guerrero Jr. in the amount of $525. That's a good bid for a vacant lot. Motion to approve.
Prayer.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Olivares. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. 21. Discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property suit number 13-05-02029, Texas, Brooks County ISD, Brooks County and City of Alpurrias versus Susana Sines, number 029-500-00500. The north half of lot number 5, block number 2, original town site of Alpurrias, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 259, page 47 of the deed records of Brooks County. That is...
That's a business, right?
Yeah, let's see, 226 East Rice.
Who bought the lot?
Susana Sines.
Julia Muniz, what's the buyer?
Julia Muniz.
And for how much?
$11,600. That's a good bid. Motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second?
Aye.
Commissioner Martinez, second. All in favor? Aye. 4-0. Number 23. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $35 from 012-5-0455-5000 office supplies to 5-0120455-9010 membership dues submitted by Adela Quintanilla, JP1.
That's just to cover extra dues that we didn't budget enough for the first $5.
Okay. Motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second?
Prayer.
Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. I guess we go back to the
beginning.
The beginning. Approval of regular... I'm sorry?
We still have the agenda item. When you want to finish
up. I'm sorry?
The agenda item.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah. Approve of regular special commissioner court minutes?
The addendum.
The addendum. Where's the... I don't have the addendum.
Este?
Aquí. Agenda. No.
Rejecting the...
Okay. The discussion of the...
Okay. Okay. Discuss, consider, and possibly act on rejecting construction bids received on February the 23rd, 2018, for the county's GLO Disaster Recovery Project, DRS 220016. And the email read, Judge Barrera, good morning. Here is the agenda item for Commissioner's Court tomorrow, Tuesday, that we spoke about on the phone. Discuss, consider, and possibly act on rejection the construction bids received on February 23rd for the county's GLO Disaster Recovery Project, DRS 2216. And it says because the 100% engineering design plans were not approved by the GLO on February the 23rd, the bid opening could not occur on that date and had to be rescheduled for March 23rd. The rejection of bids is just a technicality, so the county can state that I formally did not accept those bids on February the 23rd and allows the county to proceed with the legitimate bid opening on March 23rd, this Friday. Thanks for your help, and please let us know if you have any questions. Does anybody know anything about it?
No.
No, I don't do.
Nope.
I'm sorry?
Jeff and Grantler.
Okay.
He's the one, I guess, submitted it to the judge's office, and then they submitted it to me.
I guess, yeah, from Jeff Carrillo from Grant Work, so I guess we have to reject him so they can rebid. So do I have a motion to... rejecting of the construction bids received on February 23rd.
Prayer.
Motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Second from Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Back to approve of regular and special commissioner's court minutes for January the 9th, 2018, February 1st, 2018, February 13th, 2018, February 26th, March 7th, March 13th, and March 20th, 2018. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. And the approval of the bills and claims.
All right. You also have those in front of you. I see nothing out of the ordinary. Just want to bring your attention to some of the larger ones. On page number 2, we had one for Brooks County Appraisal District, which is our semi-second quarter payment, $28,627.50. Otherwise, we can turn our attention to the very last page. We see in the general fund we had a total of $74,596.12, Roman Bridge $4,921.88, and 101,405.69, total of $79,923.69. That's all.
Okay, motion to approve the bills and claims. Motion to approve the bills and claims. Martinez?
Yes.
We have a motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. The auditor's report.
You should
item
also,
number 5.
Number 5, I'm sorry. You should also have that in front of you. We had revenue from the health use and sales tax of $25,418.77. Gave you a comparison. That's actually out from the last 4 months. We had new employees, one Sarimiento, maintenance hired on 2-1, Noel Garza, landfill hired on 2-1,
Jose Lemo Senior, Roden Bridge, Harlan, 2-1. That's all.
Motion to approve the auditor's monthly report.
Right here.
Motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. County Foreman's monthly report.
All right, it's same thing we do monthly. This month, though, we did get some milling from TxDOT. 357 cubic yards of wrap material. We picked up east 285 and on south 281 by the rest area. The judge had asked for the state. Also, Mr. Pita wanted to tell you all that there was a skunk here at the Roden Bridge for a while, and it really smelled really bad inside. But,
a skunk?
No, it smelled inside the office. I mean, she was upset. We finally trapped it and got it out of there. But I guess it was digging around the bottom of where the office is, getting bugs or something. And it was just there. It would come and go, and every morning we'd get there to open the door. And, man, it was bad. Boy, we got it, though.
It was security.
Security, and nobody gets close. Also, one of the purchase orders that from H&B, repairs to Unit 34, we had got a purchase order. I had got a quote on it. $4,600. I just talked recently to Henry. He's the one working on it at H&B. When they took it apart, they found some more things that needed to get repaired, so it's going to be a little bit more than that. Also on that rental, that motor grader is still pending. We used it. It was $3,100 a week. I think we used it about a month. So it's going to be up there, maybe 10, 12 grand that we rented. Well, we needed it to go to Encino. So just to let you all know.
What about the lift?
What lift? Oh, the lift's already installed. You haven't seen it? It's there. It's been installed for a while.
Have y'all used it?
Yeah. Been using it for oil changes for all the county vehicles. And that's about it. Everything else is the same we do every month.
Motion to approve the county foreman's monthly report.
Motion.
We have a motion for Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second?
Right here. Thank you.
Commissioner Vargas and Commissioner Martinez, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Approve the tax assessor collector. Deputy.
Good afternoon. I'm going to start off with the motor vehicle report. This is for the month of February 2018. And for the Monday registration, we had a grand total of $33,082.40. Our titles for the month of February was $265, for a total county remittance of $33,347.40. Any questions on that report?
No, ma'am.
Okay, our next report will be for the taxes. And our dispersed totals for the month of February, I'm sorry, it says March on the report, but it's for February. Our total county Roden Bridge ad valorem tax is $175,584.62. Our farm to market dispersed totals is $17,223.36. Our attorney fees for the county is $4,032.48. We had interest for $114.18. We had one tax certificate and three return checks that were paid for the month of February. And for a total county remittance of $192,807.98. Any questions on that one? Okay, and then our TC 168 report. We right now for 2017 we are at a collection percentage of 89.22%. And our balance is $413,027.14. Questions on that one?
Any questions?
No, no, go ahead.
No? Okay, can I have a motion to approve the tax assessor collector's monthly report?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares, do I have a second?
Second.
We're here.
Commissioner Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, four, motion passes 4-0.
Thank you.
The treasurer's monthly report?
They asked me to present that.
Okay.
The treasurer couldn't make it, he had a doctor's appointment or something. So you all should have that in front of you, I'm gonna give my due justice, I guess. We saw on JP1, total monies collected $21,454.06. And JP number 2, $141,188.80. JP 3, $83,420.44. JP 4, $18,525.94. County clerk, $4,643.75. District clerk, $8,244. And the tax office had total collections of $192,807.98 for a grand total collected of $470,284.97. We had the other monies collected, $31,277.37, which is the Geo County share, and the health use sales tax, $25,014.77. We see our CDs, the one we have to offset our landfill, which is the health use and sales tax, $127,508.69. General fund, $250,123.29. We see that two more times, and then we have another one for general fund of $500,246.58, and another $251,23.29. Total of CDs and general fund, $1.5 million. Road and bridge, $350,172.60, and $150,000 total on road and bridge, $500,000. So in CDs alone, without including the health use and sales tax, we have over $2 million sitting in our CDs. That's not including liquid cash we have right now. So we're doing good. We're doing normal where it should be. So that is the treasurer's report, I believe. No. It's encumbered. Not all of it's encumbered. What's unencumbered right now for our fund balance would be, I believe it's 800,000, because we budget 350 and we had Raul said 1.1, so 800, right? Sure. Yeah, that's it's there. We have 800,000 unencumbered money. That means it's not been allocated to the budget. For the next budget. Sure. That's it, Commissioner.
Okay. Motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4-0. And so to approve monthly reports by Brooks County, have you all had a chance to look at the JP's reports? And, oh, he just read them. Do you want to go ahead and approve them? Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Motion to approve all the monthly reports as submitted.
Right.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Commissioner Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Okay, number 9. Discuss, consider, and act on advertising for health insurance to include self-funded for Brooks County employees and submitted to Commissioner's Court for approval once completed. Our health insurance will be coming up, and last year we tried to go to self-funded, but it was a little too late. We didn't have enough time, so the insurance committee met on February the 15th, and they talked about maybe going self-funded to put it before Commissioner's Court, and maybe we could get some figures, so, so do I have a motion to approve advertising for health insurance to include self-funded?
Right here.
You can do both, okay. Motion to approve, okay, by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares, all in favor? Aye.
Motion to set it up.
Motion passes.
The advertising.
4-0. Okay, did we cover everything? Number 10. Well, we're gonna go ahead and pass that one. Because if we're gonna do the insurance, we don't need to do the consulting, because that'll be part of the... Make a motion to pass this item, number 10.
Commissioner Garza, number 9, I know that we're gonna go up for...
Bids.
Bids. They're gonna go to whose office? The judge's office or your office?
Submitted to Commissioner's Court.
Can I? Uh-huh. Who's gonna prepare that to go for bids?
That was my next question. Who's gonna?
Man, who knows how to do that? No one. I mean, that's why you hire a person to do that, consultant or something.
Maybe.
Should we go ahead and hire?
Who's gonna advertise for that?
For the insurance.
Okay.
Okay. You will
help us.
Okay, very good. So, motion to pass item number 10, the advertising for a insurance consultant. Motion.
Right here.
By Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. So... Motion to adjourn.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Olivares. All in favor? It is 3:37.
Yep, I know that. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Motion passes 4-0.